Global Illumination is called Holy Grail in computer graphics because it's very hard to achieve, and there's been many decades of people struggling to make it look real and run fast on computers. And what it does, it's about algorithm that calculates how light spreads in the real world. So in computer graphics, we've got a way to calculate the direct lighting. So if there's like sun that casts light, it goes into a specific surface. So we can calculate how much light goes to that surface, whether it's in a shadow or not. And shadow can be also semi-transparent with some penumbra effects. So we can calculate that kind of easily and very fast. But the problem is that there's light that comes on that surface and it's being reflected. It goes over, like it's bouncing through the scene. And if there are objects nearby, it might bounce on them. And also there's effect of coral bleeding, because if you take a very bright, colorful object like red box and put it in a full sunlight, it's gonna reflect this red light over surroundings. And that basically that's how the global illumination works. It illuminates globally the light from the objects into each other. Of course, each bounce of the light reduces the energy of it because it's being partially taken by this object surface. So it fades gradually. And the problem of the computer graphics of this algorithm is how to implement it. It's a very hard challenge because the light is spreading very fast. It's hard to estimate it because the light can come from every direction to every pixel on a screen. And that's why it's been always a struggle for computer graphics engineers to implement it efficiently. For many decades, I think the easiest way was to use some path tracing or ray tracing technology offline and compute the light maps. Light maps are textures placed on object surfaces with already calculated GI for the scene. So then when the player plays the game, they already have lighting cooked in, and they just need to calculate, for example, the direct lighting or just dynamic object lighting. So this was great because we can offline compile all the photons going through the scene, and just output ready-to-use textures. And the game performance is good. But the problem is it doesn't work for the dynamic scenes because we calculate this offline. So for dynamic scenes, there's been many decades of different algorithms, different way of calculating the light. Most commonly used as a way of doing some kind of light probes. And light probe is just one point in a space for which we calculate the GI. Let's say we have a small sphere in the middle of the room, and we calculate how much light comes to the sphere exactly, and how the scene looks from the point of view of that sphere. And if we calculate this, we could interpolate the value of this lighting on that sphere into this object surfaces in that room. And this allows us to estimate the GI on object surfaces a little. And since we don't have to calculate this for every pixel, and we can keep those light probes in a kind of optimized structure with optimized algorithms going over them, this allows to do semi-dynamic or fully dynamic GI in games. It's been kind of a common way of implementing GI. For example, the game I mentioned before, Witcher 3, used a similar technique to implement dynamic GI, especially when the time of the day changes. There were basically probes in a world that calculate the lighting for themselves and spread this light information into the pixels. The problem with this technique is it's not accurate. It just calculates the light for a specific objects in space, places in space, whereas the over the time, the games are growing, the worlds are more complex. The gamers want to play the games that are more realistic, the games that the lighting is better, like spreads more naturally, more realistic, with higher fidelity. So that's why there's constant need to tackle solutions for this problem. And that's how the Unreal Engine 5, as you mentioned, comes out a few years back with a custom GI solution called Lumen. And it changed the world basically from that point on, because they invented lots of stuff. They used lots of papers, public research papers that were already released before, but they managed to connect lots of dots together. Specifically, they used sign distance fields to perform software ray tracing, and they implemented lots of denoising in screen space to reduce the noisiness of the ray tracing. Because under the hood, when we have this light probe in a space, I said, the way to calculate the lighting that comes to that probe, the easiest way is to just ray trace through the scene. You shoot the ray into the surroundings and check if it's hitting something. If it's hitting a material, like for example, for that example with the red box, and there might be a probe nearby this, and if one ray from that probe hits the red box, it gives the information that, hey, nearby the probe on the like right side, there is red box, red pixel. It's pretty bright, so we have to account for that light information. Recently there's been new hardware ray tracing coming to GPUs, which is a very efficient way to ray trace through the triangle scene and get this information on that color of the pixel that we're hitting on. But the problem is it's not supported on every hardware, only on the newest GPUs. And also, even though it's very fast, it's not that fast to be used everywhere. What I mean, we cannot use only ray tracing. We have very strict budget amount how many rays we can shoot through the one frame of the rendering update. So that's why.
How is it called? Like, how can you check whether your graphics card supports this?
NVIDIA called it RTX.
Okay.
Similar feature came out on different GPUs, and it's supported on also consoles.
Okay, but you're talking about like a proper ray tracing support, not like a subset of it with like a
yes.
special technology. So just the ray tracing support for the
yes.
for the graphics card.
And
okay.
The ray tracing support, the ray tracing API allows us to trace through the scene and get this information. Like if there is probe, there might be a red box nearby it. So we can get information that on that way there is a red box. So if there is a GPU that doesn't support it, or maybe there's a different way to ray trace through the scene that doesn't cost that much. And that's how Epic used in Unreal Engine 5 sign distance fields. Sign distance field is a way of representing the objects, 3D objects usually, but also works for 2D, with a uniform grid of pixels. And in each pixel, we store the information about the distance to the closest surface. The distance can be negative if we are inside the object, so that's why it's signed distance field. And using this this data, we can efficiently trace for this field, because we at every pixel we know the distance to the closest surface. So if we move this distance for the ray, we know that we won't hit surface, or at least maybe on the end of the ray. So that's how we can very quickly ray trace for that surface. And they added the ability to calculate the distance fields before in Unreal Engine 4, but they use it for Lumen to ray trace the world. Of course, there is lots of technical challenges, like how to, we can ray trace to the scene, but what's the color of that surface we hit on? And how to store this efficiently, because there can be thousands of objects on a scene, and we have to combine them somehow in one ray tracing API. But with this system in place, they could do ray tracing for the world to calculate the lighting coming into the probes. So after Unreal Engine released this feature, we already were before interested in doing some real-time GI for the Flux, because we already had light maps baking, but we didn't have the real-time GI solution. So this was a good idea for us that hey, there's a way to doing GI with ray tracing, but without hardware ray tracing with distance fields. That was first idea. And the second idea was at that time, NVIDIA released the DGI algorithm. And the DGI is basically a dynamic diffuse global illumination. It's a public paper, scientific paper with good code examples and great presentation. But it's made by some scientists at NVIDIA. And this algorithm basically uses a uniform grid of peaks of probes around the camera. And they calculate global illumination for each of those probes. They calculate also the distance to the surfaces nearby, and they can efficiently calculate the per pixel lighting from those probes.
So you have a pointer on the camera, like close to the camera?
Yes, yes, in a very close okay. surroundings.
Okay, and you shoot rays through those points, and then what is the benefit of having those points?
You have those automatically placed probes around the camera in front of it, usually nearby the object surfaces, and you perform the ray tracing from those points in space around the probe to calculate the lighting it sees. Okay. So we can estimate that, hey, this is probe nearby this red box, which is in a light. So we know that there's lots of red light coming to that probe from that direction. So if we have this grid uniform enough and like dense enough, then nearby pixels that are on a screen nearby those probes can interpolate the results of those probes. So it's using something similar I told you before, except this DGI algorithm used a small depth buffer for those probes. Very low resolution depth information, how the pixels are close to that probe. And this allows to reject the lighting influence from the pixels that are behind the probe. Because the common problem of the probe solution is that when you have indoor and outdoor environment, like open world game, when the probe is inside the building and the another is outside, there's area in between those two probes that is using basically linear interpolation to calculate the lighting values. But the problem is that might be a wall in between. And somewhere in between, there might be light leaking from inside to outside and from outside to inside. And to solve this problem, there have been many different ways, but none was so successful as a DDGI, because if we store the depth information in that probe, very low resolution, we can reject the probe lighting information if it's not visible from that pixel. And that helps us to basically reject the lighting from outside probe when we are rendering the pixels inside the building, and use just the values from the nearby probes that are visible to that pixel.
Yeah, I discussed this issue with an artist, environmental artist Tomislav from Crow Team when working on Talos Principle 2. Like when switching from an outside light with Lumen, Unreal Engine 5, into the labs, which was the indoors environment, and how it was very difficult if somebody stayed in the middle and looked outside and inside. There were lots of graphical issues with that, with light.
Yes, exactly. So in Flux, we took this public NVIDIA paper.
Yeah.
We studied it very, very intensively. And because the algorithm from NVIDIA used hardware ray tracing, of course, on NVIDIA GPUs to promote their GPUs and to show that it's a pretty nice solution. But we wanted to have a more open tag for any GPU without any hardware ray tracing. And that's how we decided to let's implement something similar with distance fields. It's already very common using distance fields in computer graphics, even for the 2D font rendering. Instead of rasterizing font characters into pixels, you can rasterize them into the distance field to have the distance to the font character area, and then rasterize it in higher resolution. So we implemented on SDF, so Science Distance Field Rasterizer, on data storage and way to build the global distance field for a whole scene from objects inside it. Then we implemented our own Atlas cache, which is way of rendering object surfaces into the atlas and projected them on this global distance field. And then with this custom tech, we were able to ray trace for this scene on any GPU and get this information of the light coming in to that probes. It took a few months. After that, we released a public tech demo on Steam. It's available to download for free, and you can play it on your computer. Everyone can test it and check it. It's a high fidelity office space scene with dynamic lighting, where time of the day can change, and the different lighting scenario can help visualize how GI works in Flux, and it's pretty fast.
And you do this after work, like
yeah.